It's Who's On First with the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Kyle Lawson.
I mean, the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
Talking all things baseball on ESPN Radio.
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base.
Woo! Here's Carl and Kyle.
And good evening and welcome to the ESPN Radio Savannah Who's On First Major League Baseball Show. And it's right here and it's presented by the World of Beers. Beer, not World of Beers, the beer. The World of Beer right here in Pooler, Georgia. And it's on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and now live 92.7 in Hilton Head. I'm the coach, Carl DeMasi. And I'm going to throw it over to you. Who's on first? To my baseball fanatic friend, Kyle Lawson.
Coach, good to see you again. Always good to talk a little baseball with you here. And right here at World of Beer Pooler. And, yeah, this is our first show we've been able to do this season.
No, it's not our first show. This is our ninth show.
No. Here.
Oh, here.
At
okay.
This location.
So he's there on first, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, no, who's on third?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
So anyway, let's get past that. No, it's great to be here again with you. A lot of stuff's gone on since we talked to you last. And, trade deadline's over, All-Star break's over. We are down to the back third of the season, and we're going to talk about all of it tonight. So, Coach,
we got a great lineup. We're going to plug the upcoming segments right now. In the second inning, we got MLB trade deadline recap. What happened?
See the scorecard right there.
I got the scorecard right here. I got the lineup card, not the scorecard. I got this from the manager, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, he gave that to you?
He gave that to me.
All right, good enough.
Then in the third inning, we're going to do the Braves weekly recap, and they lost the heartbreaker today.
It was kind of a tough game. Braves lose, of course, 6-3 against the Washington Nationals today. They remain one game behind the Philadelphia Phillies. Anibal Sanchez took one off his thigh. Hopefully he'll be okay. We'll get into that later. What else we got?
Okay, and then we're going to go to the NL Focus, the senior circuit. We're
going
to talk about the Braves, what's going on in the East Division. The National League is the closest races of anywhere in baseball.
Oh, absolutely.
Anywhere.
Yeah,
Last week was a different story.
Yeah, last week was a little bit of a different story. But, yeah, we got a lot of parity right now. And, yeah, we'll break it down for you.
And then we'll go into the second game. We play a doubleheader, like the great Ernie Banks said, let's play two. You got to love that.
Did. Yeah, wearing the Cubs hat right now.
Probably one of the greatest shortstops ever.
Yeah, he certainly was up there. And then, of course, he moved over to first base.
But what was the shame?
Huh?
You know what a shame was? What's the shame about Ernie Banks?
Well, he never won a World Series.
Never played in a World Series either.
Like, I don't know, pretty much anybody that played for the Cubs prior to 2016, not to tell me that. All right, Yankee boy.
Okay, we're going to go with AL Focus to start off the second hour. We'll go from 7 to 8. Then we'll talk about the local players. And I know this is your favorite part. This is where you interview your goombas, your buddies, the managers of the establishments that we show up at.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to have Robert. He's going to come on. He's been working for a lot of years with World of Beer Pooler and at the Broughton location. Going to come on and find out about some of the beers of the month. I know he calls in to the station and talks about it, but I'm going to make him talk about it a little bit more. He's got a bunch of Brave stuff on. So
we're not going to talk about the Bears. We're going to talk about the beers.
Yeah, the beers.
And the current events or things that they got coming up here at the World of Beer and Pooler.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff going on, great food. I'm actually going to take a look at that menu and get something. I don't know if you are, but...
With a physique like this, you got to try the food. Why else do you go to a sports bar? It's the beer, the adult beverages, and the food and the games.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we got TVs all over the place.
All over the place.
Let's say we got some... They're going to be showing a little bit of MLB action here tonight, but also we got a lot of preseason football action. I actually got a
12 games tonight.
Got a full boat tonight.
Well, yeah. We're talking about baseball, buddy, not football.
Yeah, tell me about it.
And then we'll finish the show out roughly about 7:45, 7:49. It's a little trivia contest between the coach and the baseball fanatic. I lost last week 3-2.
It was close, and I got one this week that I'm
actually
pretty
excited
about.
First week we tied 2-2. Last week we lost 3-2.
Well, I got a couple for you tonight that I think you're going to enjoy, and this has actually become one of my favorite segments, so... Looking forward to it. Hope I can stump you again.
Well, you always got everything up your sleeve.
I try. So. I'm not even wearing long sleeves. By the way, I love that shirt. You got a Myrtle Beach Pelicans shirt. Of course, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans play in the Carolina League.
The high-class A Chicago Cub.
Yeah, that's right. Ball Cub. I got the hat at home. You got the smirking Pelican on there. That's pretty sharp.
Just to let you know, buddy, I was there for the inaugural season when they opened the new stadium in Myrtle Beach.
Ooh, I still have not been up there. Here.
It's beautiful.
A great stadium,
it's beautiful. They did some refurbishing.
There
we go. And I'm not even drinking yet. So
they
refurbished the stadium. It's beautiful. It's right there close to the boardwalk. It's not on the beach. It's a little further away. But I'm telling you, just a beautiful ballpark. I just, you know, the logo, the pelican, it's just great.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good logo. Yeah, I got the head up there. So what are we looking at time-wise?
Well, we got about 5 minutes, and you already blew the bubble here. We're going to give you a little recap of today's game. Yep. Braves lost 6-3 to the Washington Nationals.
Yeah, lost to the Nationals right now, but a bit of a tough start. But Ronald Acuna continues to stay hot, hits another home run. And, definitely going to get some votes for Rookie of the Year if he can stay healthy the remainder of the year. And, of course, he's going up against who I think is one of his main rivals for Rookie of the Year. And, of course, that's Juan Soto, who's just having an unbelievable year on an otherwise pretty much a tough season for the Nationals all the way around. But Atlanta remains one game behind.
Didn't one of the Braves announcers put his foot in his mouth? Saying Soto wasn't 19 years of age?
Joe Simpson made a comment that...
It was all over social media.
So it must be true. But, yeah, no, I was watching that broadcast. I was listening to the broadcast, and, yeah, Joe Simpson brought it up, and I was...
Are we the real media or the fake media?
Huh?
Are we the real media or the fake media?
I think we're real.
Okay.
Good enough, man. I don't care.
So go ahead, Soto.
So anyway, Soto, he's off to this great start. But, yeah, I knew the minute he said it, he was going to have to backtrack. He said, if he really is 19, I'm like, well, yeah, somebody's going to have to do a mea culpa on that. But anyway, Braves lose 6-3. Markakis continues his all-star season, hits another home run, but really the only bright spots. And right now, they just got topped by good pitching from Gio Gonzalez all the way around. We're still waiting to hear on Anibal Sanchez. He took a comebacker off his calf. And hopefully he's going to be okay because, yeah, he's been pretty solid towards the latter half of the first half and into the second half right now.
So we are your flagship station for the Braves, the Falcons, the Hawks, the Georgia Bulldogs. You name it, we got it. So we're talking about the Braves. I know this one's interesting for you. Who's coming to the ATL? Who's coming to the STB? SunTrust Park?
Yeah.
The Milwaukee Brewers.
That's right.
So you know who you're rooting for.
Oh, absolutely. It's of course, I make no secret on our fun little show that I am a diehard Chicago Cubs fan. Of course, I'm going to give you all the unbiased opinions about the Atlanta Braves that I have. But next week, I will be a Super Braves fan as they will be taking on the Milwaukee Brewers. And, of course, that's a tight race, only 1.5 games out there. And
but I got to ask you a question.
Cubs are actually going to take on the,
I know you got
taking
your,
on the Brewers.
You
as well.
Got your Cubbies hat on. I got my Class A, high Class A Cubbies minor league baseball team on.
And it is
but a
high.
You
got to
be a Braves fan.
I told you I'm rooting for them. This has been a fun team to watch. I mean, I've enjoyed watching them all year.
You think it's for real? Are they going to the party? They're going to go to the dance?
Yeah, whether it's it, stay healthy. Stay healthy through the dog days. I'm going to give you the same speech that I gave you last show.
We still got 2.5 months to go.
No, there's still. We got a third of the season left to go. We're getting down to it. It's going to be a dogfight between them and Philadelphia the rest of the way. At very least, I think they're in the play-in game.
Well, we just got to hope Washington doesn't get hot, and that's the thing that worries me the most. Because
Can they get healthy?
They got a great pitching staff. Gio Gonzalez ends a skid. I mean, you know,
they're hoping to get Sean Doolittle back in the bullpen right there. Yeah, it could happen. I'm still saying I'm out on it. I think too much has happened with that team. There's too much of a lead to come back from, I think, just with the way they've been playing all the way around. I still think it's the Phillies and Braves the rest of the way here. No, health, but anything could happen. You get hot for a month, yeah, they could sneak back into it.
And I'm loving it. You're listening to the Who's on First baseball show on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hill. And it's the coach, Carl DeMasi, with the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson.
I'm telling
you right now, Culberson is the man, I'm telling you right now. How many times can this guy come up and hit a walk-off home run?
Yeah, I was about to say.
Charlie, how many times can Charlie do this?
He has been, that's what it always says, winning teams have depth. And who would have thought that a guy like Charlie Culberson would end up be providing so many clutch base hits for the Braves? He continues to do it. And
the biggest one last year, too, was with the Dodgers, right?
Yep. I was about to say he has been a big piece. And, you can pretty much play him all over the infield. You can throw him in left field if you need to. And, he's seen time pretty much everywhere in the infield outside of first base. And, he's a
utility player, but I got a big shout-out. His uncle was the former Armstrong State University head baseball coach.
We mention it every time we
mention Calvin Culberson. Just having, you know, even though it's his nephew, it's his brother's son, you got to feel like it's your son, it's family, that, you know, this kid is doing this in the show in Major League Baseball.
It is pretty impressive. And I'll just throw back to Washington real quick. I mean, yeah, they won last night. They're 7 out of their last 3. It's
7 out of last 10.
Excuse me, 7 out of their last 10.
How do you win 7 out of 3?
Huh?
You sure you're not on first base?
No, I have no idea.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, I know what I'm looking at here. But, yeah, it's going to be close. I'm still not a believer in the Nationals, even though we got it. Let's go ahead and take a break.
Well, we got it all lined up for you. Kyle Lawson, this man is a walking baseball encyclopedia.
It's a problem.
He knows stats. He knows who played what World Series when and where. And I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun. And we talk baseball every other week, or it's been every other week this summer. It's been great.
Yeah, I like our little bi-monthly shows. I'm digging it.
And where are we at?
Oh, right here, the World of Beer, right here on Pooler Parkway. Come on by. We're going to be here from 6 to 8. Great beer, great food. We got TVs all over the place. And, yeah, I see some friendly faces already. I see one of those giant oversized pretzels. And
we got to get one of those, buddy.
Yeah.
They got to get one of those.
They ring the bell every time they bring it up.
I mean, it's hanging on a banana hook.
That's what I like.
Isn't that where you put your banana bunch on, right?
Yeah. I'd rather have my kitchen full of pretzels.
Yeah, I'll go with that. How about a banana pretzel?
Okay,
we'll go with the pretzels. But anyway, we're going to come up with segment number two. We're going to talk about what happened with the trade deadline, a recap of who got what and who went where. A lot of moving parts. People trying to get jockeying in for the baseball playoffs. You're listening to The Coach and the Baseball Fanatic on the Who's On First Major League Baseball Show, live right here at
World of Beer Pooler.
Come by Pooler Parkway, join us, and it's all on ESPN Radio Savannah and Hilton Head.
Yeah. Now, back to Carl and Kyle.
And welcome back to the Who's On First Major League Baseball Show right here at the World of Beer and Pooler. I'm the coach, Carl DeMasi, with my man, the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson. And it's all right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. You good? Go, buddy.
Okay. Sorry, I had a little technical difficulty.
Well, you know, we're not used to having a speaker and people hearing us live.
Hey, it's kind of nice. Again, of course, we're at the World of Beer Pooler here, so come on by. It's on Pooler Parkway. A lot of great food. Of course, we told you about a giant oversized pretzel. And, but we'll focus on that later. I'll get a sandwich.
Got to give a big shout-out to the general manager of ESPN Savannah, John Cabrera, for putting this together.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Man works hard for us.
Yeah, he does. He brought all of we couldn't record if it wasn't for him here.
I mean, he puts the signs up. He makes sure that we get a little, celebrity fee. I mean, maybe he can hook up some of those big pretzels.
Yeah, actually, that was my next question.
So I know he's got to take care of his good friend Jenny, so he's looking for food.
Yeah,
himself.
He's trying to get out of here, so let's talk some baseball and let him get out of here. What do you say?
Let's put him on the trading post there. You want to trade him?
No, I can't trade him. He drove all of our equipment here. I don't want to do that. I'm not going to go pick it up.
But anyway, if you're looking for ESPN Savannah, make sure you get in touch with John Cabrera, the general manager. Does a great job. He's the man that's behind the scenes that holds this whole boat together, the whole team together. So he's like the general manager, you know that?
Yeah, he's the Jed Hoyer.
So who's the coach?
Who's the coach?
Well, me.
Technically, you're the coach, but that's already in your name.
All right, let's go. You're done. I mean,
okay.
I can't draw. I'm going to draw a picture for you. Take a dog that is waiting to be fed with the foam down his mouth, coming out. This guy, Kyle Lawson, he's a baseball fanatic. That's all he wants to do. He's drooling to talk baseball.
I'm not really drooling or rabid or anything, but yes, I would like to talk some baseball.
You are always rabid when it comes to baseball.
I was about to say, what type of breed of dog are you going to compare me to? I get golden
retrievers. I'm going to give you a Doberman pitcher when it comes to baseball.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, now we're ready to go. Trade deadline.
Okay.
Finished July 31st.
Finished July 31st. Of course, the non-waiver trade deadline ended on the 31st, and a lot of moving pieces, and of course the Braves made a couple of moves, but I'm talking about the biggest move, I think, of the trade deadline, and that is, of course...
Before you jump into this, let's set people up. Manny Machado was the big one. That was the first one everybody was talking about.
Yeah, after the dominoes that fell before the final day of the waiver deadline.
Cole Hamels goes to your guys.
Yeah, he does. He goes
to the Cubs
for three prospects. But
Jay Happ goes to the Yankees. I said we needed pitching.
Well, you got that after an absolute garbage year from Sonny Gray. You needed pitching. You went out and got it. You also added Zach Britton to bolster your bullpen even more. But on the
Phillies get Cabrera.
Yep.
Not John Cabrera.
Nope. That is definitely not him. But now I will say what I think the biggest move of all is, of course, right-hander Chris Archer, who's been rumored to be traded from the Rays for years, finally gets traded to Pittsburgh for a couple of big prospects. Guys that I've heard of include their former top prospect, and that was Austin Meadows. They also get a right-hander that's going to factor into their future plans in Tyler Glasnow. I like the trade for Pittsburgh. They actually got into a pretty hot streak. Pretty big hot streak going into the All-Star break and coming out of the break. They're about 500 right now, but they're 7.5 games out. I don't think they're any kind of a threat to the Brewers or Cubs in that division, but they are 4.5 games out in the wild card. And with that trade, they add an ace after losing trading away Garrett Cole. And they get some control. They get at least two more years of control with Archer. I think it's a good move for their organization. That was, to me, that was the biggest move overall. Now, we want to talk about a move that the Braves made to add a little bit of depth at first base, and they went ahead and added Adam Duvall, who's having a coming off a pretty down year in Cincinnati, but you know he's got power, and I feel like he's going to be a good addition at SunTrust Park. They gave up Preston Tucker, Lucas Sims, and Matt Whistler, guys that have seen some big league time, and yeah, I thought they paid kind of a hefty price for that. But
I'm telling you right now, Preston Tucker was a big part at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, he had a really hot first month. I was a little surprised to see him thrown in there in that deal, but I mean, that was the asking price for a little bit of depth for a bat at first, and that's what went ahead and happened. Another move that kind of surprised me a little bit was Lance Lynn going to the Yankees, add some more depth. He actually won. I'm surprised. I mean, he actually won.
He pitched a heck of a game against the White Sox the other
night.
Yeah,
he did. I mean, and I know it's against the dog food White Sox, who are rebuilding. They're probably going to lose, you know, 105 games. But he went out there and threw an absolute dandy. So,
but that's what's supposed to happen when you make a trade. That guy's supposed to come in and do, you know, do his job, and he did it.
And another move, yeah, absolutely. I really think so, too. And another move, and we'll go back over to the NL Central right now. Mike Moustakas, you plug him in at third base for the Milwaukee Brewers. He's traded. The Kansas City is having, it's crazy to say, but I think the American League is going to have two teams that have 110 losses. I'm not even mentioning the White Sox. I'm talking about Baltimore and Kansas City.
It's ironic because Kansas City, a couple of years ago, that was the hottest thing in Major League Baseball.
It was, and if you knew that that was the cost, hey, you get that World Series in a small market after building up all these prospects.
You just said it, small market.
Yeah, you do. But you ask any Royals fan, yeah, you take that trade any day of the week. And, yeah, it's tough that they have to do this. And, yeah, they are on a full rebuild mode in Kansas City. And that's a – but you ever been to that stadium? Have you ever been to Kauffman?
I have been west of the Mississippi, so I couldn't tell you.
Well, okay. Well, anyway, give it a shot. It's a heck of a nice ballpark. All right, I'm getting off track here. Cubs
– Hold on.
Go ahead.
Let's go to the Machado trade. You think the Dodgers have benefited out of this?
Well, absolutely.
He's playing third base too, right?
Well, he's playing third, and he's not going to play short. I know that, you know, I didn't think he was going to play short to begin with. I know he kept saying, oh, he only wants to play short.
But that's what he said.
Well, he did say that. He'd prefer that, but I really don't think it's going to happen. He's playing on a contender right now, one of the deepest teams in the National League. He's going to play wherever, you know, Dave Roberts trots him out to. But a couple of other trades of note. I found it kind of interesting that Tommy Pham, who's a pretty young center fielder with the Cardinals, a lot of promise,
yes,
goes to Tampa Bay, becomes a part of a young rebuilding core there.
But they got so many outfielders down there.
Yeah, they really do.
And they're up and coming stars.
I was surprised that you get a cost controlled player like that in Pham and you ship him out to Tampa Bay. But hey, whatever. I mean, anything that lightens up the Cardinal lineup is good for a Cubs fan like me. And, of course, you mentioned Jay Happ. He goes from Toronto to the Yankees for three prospects. The one that jumped out to me, of course, was Billy McKinney. Actually, he spent some time in a Cubs system, too. And finally, Cole Hamels at...
I know we're going to get to this one.
Well, you got to. This is a surprise move, and he goes...
And he wasn't having a good year.
No, he was not. He's playing on a last-place team in the Rangers. He's had two decent starts for the Cubs. It adds depth on a very underperforming staff. It's pretty crazy to think that, you know, the Cubs right now, you're coming out of the break, you're still finding ways to win ball games. You're 18 games over 500, and you're excited about Mike Montgomery and an aging Cole Hamels come out there and get you starts, and Yu Darvish is hurt. That's another story, and we'll talk about that.
What about Ventura coming back to the Braves?
Oh,
you completely forgot it.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that. But, yeah, again, it's a depth move, and right now they need depth all through the dog days because that's going to determine who's going to win this division.
They need depth in their bullpen.
Yeah.
So
they absolutely need depth.
We got about a minute here, okay? The one that didn't happen, Bryce Harper.
Okay, and I didn't think that was going to happen. I mean, it would have been a rental no matter what. And with all the, I mean, they say it's kind of a toxic clubhouse in there. It's been a rough first year. I think Davey Martinez is a good manager. And man, somebody's calling me. I got to turn that phone off. Anyway, some 815 number.
Wherever that may be. Go ahead.
It's Crystal Lake, Illinois, where that's from. But in any rate, I
didn't
see
maybe somebody's listening to you.
Well, you know,
we are streaming live on the internet.
People do have internet signals.
ESPNCoastal.com.
Okay, but back to Harper real quick before we got to go. I'm just saying.
You broke it up with the phone. I mean.
Hey, I turned it off. I turned it off. But anyway, I didn't see Harper going. He's still going to make his move in the offseason. I don't know. I thought it was maybe a ploy just to see what was out there. You got to kick the tires on this stuff. But a couple of big name moves, and I think some guys that are really going to help their respective teams coming down here in the pennant race, and especially next month when it gets pretty crazy.
We're going to see what happens now. You know, you get traded to another team. When you get traded, you're supposed to be that filling guy, that guy that's going to make something happen. You're going to change the momentum of the team. You're going to help get that team over the hump, except for the Yankees going the other way. But, you know, I think the Braves picking up Ventura is a big plus.
You're a playoff team. The Yankees are a playoff team.
Well, we'll see what happens. But anyway, well, next up, we got to change a little of our topic.
A little week in review.
We're just going to talk about the Braves.
Heck yeah, okay.
So, and you have the recap from today, 6-3 loss against the Nationals. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, we'll break that down a little bit and just let you know what's been going on out of the Braves. It's been a busy week. There's also a couple names I forgot to mention that they added to their roster. So take us out, and we'll come back and talk about that. What do you say?
I'll take us out swinging.
Take us out.
I'm not going to look for that third strike. I'm swinging at it.
You got to.
And you're listening to the Who's On First Major League Baseball show right here from?
World of Beer Pooler. Pooler Parkway. Come on
by,
and see
say
us.
Hi. Good food. We got hanging pretzels that look really good.
Yes, the house of the hanging pretzel.
You're going to go get one, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll stick with the juicy burger. Nice. And it's all right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. We'll be right back after this.
Yeah. It's the Coach and Kyle on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to Who's On First Major League Baseball Show. We'll try that again. Okay, there we go.
Take two.
Take two. Welcome back to the Who's On First Major League Baseball show. And the show is presented by the World of Beer right here on Pooler Parkway, World of Beer and Pooler, and ESPN Radio Savannah AM 1400 FM 104.3. So we were talking about the deadline recap. I'm the coach, Carl DeMasi. I'm here with my man, the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson. We're into our ninth Who's On First Who's On First Baseball show. I didn't think nine shows already. It's pretty exciting.
I've been liking, we've been able to get, because so much goes on, and I love the fact we're not just doing a monthly show. We actually get to run these out twice a month. A lot going on right now. The pennant races are starting to ramp up. Of course, we talked a little trade deadline action. It's been a lot going on. And in this segment here, I mean, I want to go around and talk about, like, the last week to 10 days for the Braves, of course.
ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head's baseball team, the Atlanta Braves.
Yep, you can get every game right here. Of course, they played a day game, and that's why you get to hear our lovely voices this evening. And one thing I forgot to mention the last break, they also added a little bit of pitching depth in the Braves in right-handed pitcher Kevin Gausman, picked him up from Baltimore. He's been one of their top, at least he was one of their top prospects for a number of years. They picked him up to add some additional depth, and we're going to see kind of where he factors in, because we're still trying to determine if Anibal Sanchez is injured in any way. Of course, he took a comebacker off his calf today in the 6-3 loss against Washington. Coming off a pretty impressive victory, though, last night, Mike Foltynewicz went out there, pitched a dandy of a game, and the Braves won 8-2. Today, I would have to say the two big highlights, Markakis continues to do what he's been doing all year, hits another dinger, and of course, a healthy Ronald Acuna Jr., plugging him back in left field, he hits another one as well, and he's definitely going to garner some votes for National League Rookie of the Year, but been a pretty solid week to 10 days for the Braves.
Well, today, the transactions today for the Braves on the Major League Baseball transaction line placed right-handed pitcher Shane Call and left-handed pitcher Max Fried on the 10-day disabled list. They sent, now they optioned Colby Allard
back to Quinnette.
And they assigned right-hand pitcher Jason Hurst outright to Mississippi.
So you got some guys that have been banged up, and of course Colby Allard, he pitched last week in a bit of a laugher loss for the Braves. Go down there and get some work in. He'll be back in September to add to some depth, and he's probably going to get some starts along the way as well. Jason Hurst, he's been one of their higher prospects for the last 3 to 4 years, but he is going to go down to the Southern League and work on some things, so we'll see if he makes it back up. But yeah, a couple of injuries for the Braves right now, so thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, I saw that blurb, and I hadn't had a chance to bring it up, so thanks for keeping an eye on it, Coach.
So what else do we need to let the fans know about the Braves?
What else do we need to know other than they're in an absolute dogfight right now with the Philadelphia Phillies? They're currently one game out with the loss today. Philadelphia is going – they are actually off. They will not be playing again until tomorrow. They have a series in San Diego, so they'll head out west against the last place Padres.
The only reason why they're in first place is they got two more in the win column. Both teams have 50 losses on the season. Phillies have 64 wins. The Braves have 62 wins. That's the only reason why the Braves are one game out.
Well, yeah, okay. So, yeah, they
it is.
Well, it is. But, yeah, they're 6 percentage points behind. But that puts them in the divisional lead right now. And Washington, even though, you know, they're starting to creep up a little bit, I still don't believe it unless they rattle off an unbelievable August and September. They're going to find a way to keep pace with the Braves and Phillies, barring injury right now. But good 10 days coming out of the All-Star break.
They're 7-3,
even though coming off the loss. Been much better on the road, 34-27. But overall, they've played pretty well at SunTrust Park as well. The big thing for them is health of that rotation. Of course, we get any updates about Anibal Sanchez, we'll bring that up. But Mike Fultonevich pitched a really great one. I'm trying to talk about the positives here, despite the loss today. They'll get back at it tomorrow. Of course, you can catch the Braves. They begin a very big series at home against the Milwaukee Brewers starting at 7:35. We'll have the Bree game here on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head, and bringing you right up to Braves baseball. So that is a big series, and yeah, I will be a humongous Braves fan this weekend as they take on the Brewers.
What amazes me with the Braves, okay, you're listening to the Who's On First Major League Baseball show right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. I'm the coach, Carl DeMasi, and I just drive the ship. This man gives you all the information that you need to know. It's sailing across the water here.
Now you hold
it
your
just
own.
Amazes me that people are waiting for the Braves to sink.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind
it's
of...
It's still too early. They're going to the party. I mean, I know we argued about this early in the season that, you know, I'm saying I thought from the get-go, and I'm going to say it right here, that they would be in the hunt.
Well, yeah, I agree that they'll be...
Young talent can take you.
Yeah, and it's honestly, after really about... You got into about mid-June, I felt like they were for real, and they are at least going to be... They're going to be a wild-card team. I truly believe that. I really do. But, I mean, anything can happen. There's so much parity in baseball once you get into the playoffs. I mean, it's a complete crapshoot. It really is. But I still think that it's going to come down to whoever is healthiest and whoever gets the best starting pitching coming through all the way through August and September. And, yeah, they have no – and, of course, they've got some big series coming up against the Phillies. And it's going to be – I'm excited, but
– But that's what it's all about. It's head-to-head play against your division, your rivals. And I don't think anybody in the NL East saw the Braves. They were all talking about the Phillies, the Nationals, the Mets. Mets with that pitching staff, I mean, you're talking about injuries and Band-Aids.
Well, yeah, they built their whole team around there, and they've been an absolute dumpster fire.
We're going to come back with them in the
next
segment.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a minute.
I mean, surprises. I mean, Sanchez, I know he took one off the thigh today. He's been unbelievable. He's got the best record on the pitching staff.
Yeah, he comes in, and he gives you a good option as a fourth or fifth starter. He's been great, and he's kind of made up for, you know, some up-and-down starts that you've had with – Of course, like, you know, Julio Teheran. And then, of course, you know.
I've come to Julio Teheran. He can't pitch at SunTrust Park. He's great on the road, but he can't pitch home.
Okay, his splits are not all that great. And, of course, the one thing that I almost forgot to mention, the fact that we almost had our first Braves no-hitter in a couple of years. And, of course, Sean Newcomb goes until the final out.
Two outs.
Yeah.
Two strikes in the bottom or the top of the ninth.
Yeah, and it gets broken up by a little, just, you know, little bleeder right back. And that's what does it. But yeah, I remember sick, and I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, even my heart's pounding out of my chest. I'm like, he's going to do it. He's got this. There's nothing more heartbreaking. Have you ever actually been to any major league park and seen a no hitter or a perfect game?
I've watched it on TV. I haven't been to the park itself.
All right, I was at a perfect game one time, and it was in 1994, and it was the Texas Rangers. Right when the ballpark in Arlington was opening, they're playing the California Angels. The funny thing about that is Bo Jackson's out there playing right field. Kenny Rogers is out there. He is the gambler, and he goes out there and tosses a perfect game. And I remember my dad thinking it was 100 degrees. Like, man, it is unbelievably hot here. This is the most boring game I've ever seen. And his buddy jabs him in the ribs, like, you know, he's throwing a perfecto, right? He might have been the only person in the stadium that wasn't thinking that didn't realize that. But I'm just saying, it's impressive. And Newcomb's going to have those opportunities. He's going to get back there. I still say he's going to get one on his resume by the end of his career. He currently leads the Braves with a 10-5 record, over 22 starts. Him and Fultonevich have been the bell cows. Of course, it's kind of up and down with Teheran. And Anibal Sanchez has been huge in 15 starts over 84 innings. So hopefully he will remain healthy. And also kind of a forgotten man because he's been banged up. I'm still hoping that you may be able to get a start or two out of Mike Soroka if he comes back off the DL. I think you're going to see that. I truly believe that. And if he's healthy, I still think you may want to consider him as an for a roster spot in the playoffs. But all depends on his health because we know what he can do when he's healthy, even though it's a short sample size. Anyway, you got what do you got pulled up there?
Well, that's not for you to look at. That's for later on. I don't want you to know about that. So I got to get it out of there. So
you're throwing up the trivia answers?
Oh yeah, I got to make sure I can throw some curveballs at you, buddy.
Okay, I just thought you were looking up historical Braves no hitters. You weren't doing that.
No, I don't want to let you know about the Braves no hitters.
Yeah.
Do you know when the last one was?
Good. I don't know the exact date.
That's trivia. Okay, we'll get to that later on. But
you know, I have a phone, right? Yeah, I can just look it up.
Well, throw that out the window. I was looking at the no hitters. The last time the Braves had a no hitter was who?
Yeah, I'm really mad about that right now.
See, I should have saved it.
Yeah, you really should have. Okay, all right.
So I'm saving it for the final. Yeah, I know who it is.
So what are we looking at here on the clock?
We still got about a minute to go here. I got to say rookie of the year.
Okay.
We got a battle.
You got a battle between Juan Soto, and I think if Acuna has a hot month and a half, I still say he's going to garner some votes. I think it's going to be really tough for anybody to...
Do you know it's a 19-year-old in Soto?
Yeah.
And a 20-year-old in Acuna?
Yeah, no.
Is he lying about his age
also? No, it's just a matter of Acuna.
The kid looks physically stronger. I mean, I've seen kids throughout my whole coaching career, high school coaching career, I would say it's a man playing amongst the boys. These kids were just so physically mature, but they weren't 2 or 3 years older than the other kids.
No, absolutely not. But my point is with, going down to who would win this race, if we're looking strictly at Rookie of the Year, Acuna can make a big push, but he did have a lot of time missed with injuries. I don't think he overtakes Soto. I do think he gets a couple of first-place votes. Soto's still going to win this thing. He's been unbelievable. He's been the most impressive rookie in all of baseball.
Well, next up, we're going to go to the senior circuit. We're going to break down the NL races, whether it's the NL East, the NL Central, and the NL West.
We got some good ones.
We got some good ones going here in the National League. They're all close. And once again, you're listening to Who's On First, Major League Baseball Show. Show number 9. We're already in 9 innings already in these shows. It's pretty exciting.
All right.
And where are we at?
We are at the World of Beer here in Pooler, right? And so, of course, come on by Pooler Parkway. Man, it is packed in here right now. Lots of good beers, some food. We're actually just got a menu. I think I'm going to order a burger here in a minute. I see a couple more friendly faces.
You still got one more segment to go before you go eat, buddy.
All right, fair enough.
Hot dogs and apple pie and Chevrolet, but we're talking baseball. You know that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you're listening to the coach and the baseball fanatic right here on the Who's On First Major League Baseball Show, and it's all on ESPN Radio, Savannah AM 1400. 104. FM 104.3.
And in Hilton Head on 92.7.
We'll be back right after this.
Yeah. It's the Coach and Kyle on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Who's On First Major League Baseball Show right here on ESPN Radio. And it's all presented by...
World of Beer and Pooler. And, come on by Pooler Parkway. Tons of great beers. We're going to talk a little bit about it with our good friend Robert from World of Beer a little bit later in the show. And next segment, I'm going to order a burger. Once I figure out what I order,
We're not talking about the burgers and the foods. We're going to talk about something else, right?
Yeah, we'll talk about baseball eventually. But, no, I'm going to announce what I'm going to order in a little bit. You're getting one of those pretzels. I think we're going to split that. Then you can get a burger.
Okay. You got to get your mind back here on baseball. That's what we're here for, not the food. I know you see the food out there, and I'm telling you right now.
Well, everybody else is here for the food, I can tell you that.
It's a packed house, the place is packed, and you know it's about the food. It's not about me and you.
I can almost guarantee that.
But I'm always about the food.
Yeah, well, you should. You're an Italian guy from New York, of course.
But anyway, we got a short segment here. We got to get going here. We got about 7 minutes. We're talking about the NL, the National League Racers, the standings, and
yep, going to go around each division.
It's tight because you got the Braves behind the Phillies by 1, you got the Brewers behind the Cubbies by 2, and the Dodgers behind
Arizona by
half a game.
So let's go ahead. We've been talking, kind of going NL East heavy on this show, so let's go around. We'll start in the East really quick right now. Of course, Philadelphia is off today. They are currently 1 game over, but only, 7 percentage points above the Braves, but the Braves have 2 games in hand. Braves coming off a 6-3 loss today And but the Braves will be getting started with a big series. Of course, they lost against Washington today. But you got a big series coming up, three-game series getting started. And you'll be able to hear the game starting tomorrow night at 7:35. The Braves will be taking on the Milwaukee Brewers at SunTrust Park. Big three-game series.
All right, well, let's go to the NL East. We'll start with the East, okay? And the Braves, what have you found so far about the Braves that they're only one game out of first place?
Why do I think they're only one game out of
what is, there's been something special about this team here this year. Why are they only one game out of first place? I'm asking you that.
Well, you've had great performance pretty much up and down the lineup. You've had consistent pitching. It's been a come-out year for Mike Foltynewicz and Sean Newcomb. I still think Newcomb will be an all-star in the future. Of course, Folty got his first taste. You got an Indian summer season coming out in Nick Markakis. And, of course, you have a potential MVP in Freddie Freeman being the captain of the ship. And, of course, you got Ozzie Albies and the 20-year-old rookie Ronald Acuña Jr.
That's what's been magical about the senior. Not about the old guys. Okay, Markakis gets to the All-Star game. Freeman's one of the best hitters. Foltynewicz, we know, has the potential. But Acuña and Albies has been the biggest surprise for me.
Yeah, the young guys have come in there, and they're not playing above their heads. The game's not too big for them. The big thing for the Braves is stay healthy. They've got to keep up with the guys like Rhys Hoskins, Jake Arrieta, and, of course, Aaron Nola and the Philadelphia Phillies. The Phillies have a dynamite bullpen, and we're going to see. Right now it comes down to health. Washington's 5.5 games out, and they've had an incredibly rough year, down years all the way around, some infighting
but
in the
ain't
clubhouse.
But over till it's
no,
over.
No, that's right. Yogi Berra just called. It's over.
You know, deja vu all over again.
Yeah, you got a whole list of these. But anyway,
I'm going to
talk about
guy.
Who I think, and what's crazy is we know that Miami's in a complete rebuild. They're in dead
Miami
last.
And the Mets, forget about it.
All right, but I will say.
Let's forget about it.
I'm going to say one last thing on the Mets. Jacob DeGrom, he got his first win since June, playing on getting absolutely no run support. With his record, and really, he can look past a win-loss record and look at his peripheral stats. He could still win the Cy Young. He's having an unbelievable
year. I knew you were going to say that. You know, he still could be an MVP.
Doesn't matter. He's still on just a complete dog food team.
But is it fair to give it to a pitcher that doesn't play every day?
I'm talking Cy Young, not MVP.
Oh, okay, Cy Young. I was talking MVP. Okay.
Heck no.
All right. We're going to save the Central for last.
Yeah, let's go out west.
I can't believe the Diamondbacks are in first place still.
They're a good team.
Right.
They're an absolutely great team. They got a good pitching staff. Torey Lovullo, I think, is
Clay
a pretty
strong Buchholz. Man. I remember when he was a Red Sox Yankee killer.
Yeah, he was, and he's changed.
He's 33 already.
Yeah, he's
that?
Changed things around. He's been struggling with a lot of injuries, but that's a strong team. I mean, the Dodgers, even with all their depth, have not been able to shake them. I mean, it's impressive enough for the Dodgers to come back after that horrific start they were on. They finally, you know, have gotten somewhat healthy. They go out, they make the move for Machado. I still think depth wins out. They're going to overtake them.
But there's a surprise out there in Dodgers for me. I thought he was washed up when he left the Braves. Matt Kemp.
Well, absolutely.
He's been a surprise all year.
Yeah, you had great years from him. Max Muncy, you look at the staff, you've gotten Kershaw back healthy.
But Muncy's on a little slump here, too.
Yeah, he is, but he was a key part of that first half for the Dodgers right
now. When do we get Crenshaw back?
Kershaw's been back for a good amount of time now. He's been back for at least a month right now.
But he hasn't been himself, though.
No, he absolutely hasn't. I still say they are deep enough with a full staff to win that division. I still think it's going to happen. I think they're going to I'm going to say the same thing next month. But the Dodgers are the team to beat. Colorado, I don't think, has what it takes to stay in it right now. They're three games out. They're making it close. They're best.
Good story, though, in the NL West.
Go ahead.
Pudge Rodriguez. His son.
Yeah, I was about to say, man, and that kid's a monster.
Derek Rodriguez.
For the Giants.
13 appearances, and it looks like he's going to be one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball for a long time.
Yeah, you know, he looks like he could have a pretty impressive career. I saw him, and I'm like, wow, that's Pudge's kid. I remember watching Pudge play when he played for the
Rangers. There's a lot of guys coming up that, you know, their fathers have played in the Major League.
Well, yeah, don't get started on Vlad Jr., you know, coming up with Toronto. Do I think he'll get called up by the end of the year? Probably not. I think he'll probably stay in Buffalo, and they'll retain a little bit of control on there. But
all right.
Anyway, okay. So I really, it's a two-horse race. I don't have a whole lot to say.
Before
he goes to the
NL, before he goes to the NL Central, you're listening to the Who's on First Major League Baseball show.
Yeah, plug this
right here on ESPN Radio Savannah. We thank you for listening to us. We're live at the World of Beer and Pooler, right off Pooler Park. Come in, say hello, talk to the coach, talk to the baseball fanatic, and I know we got to get to his favorite division in the National League, and that's, of course, the NL Central. And we got a dogfight between the Cubbies and the Brewers.
Well, you got that right. Cubs are off today after losing a pretty rough one, 9-0 yesterday against the Kansas City Royals.
Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, but you know what? Baseball's, it's a long season. I turned it off in the fifth inning. But Milwaukee, I watched a little bit of that game today. Jonathan Scope, who also was added from the from the Baltimore Orioles, they got a lot of power, but they have a lot of mismatched parts. They don't have anybody on on defense that can really play any defense. You got a lot of sluggers, and so that's hindered them.
The best is when Bernie comes down the slide.
Yeah, I do like that. It's a heck of a ballpark, but I think it's an odd mix in Milwaukee right now. They're a great team. They've gotten great pitching. And
I don't know much about this guy, Jesus Aguilar. What's the big deal about this guy? Everybody's saying he's supposed to be something special.
He is something special. I mean, just
tell us about him.
Well, he's had a really big year. Of course, he made his first All-Star team and been a big part of their success thus far. And just a big dude, just a big thumper.
But he has a player that nobody knew about. He's a breakout player.
Yeah, I mean, this has been his coming out party this year. And actually, I mean, we're watching right here because I got TVs all over the place. They're showing highlights of the Milwaukee-San Diego game right now. And when I checked a little bit earlier, it was 4-2 Milwaukee. I figured, okay, they're going to get a little bit closer on the Cubs today. And then the Padres came roaring back, won the game 8-4. So that puts them two out to get over the Cubs right now. And it's been crazy. The bottom feeders from both the American and National League have been kind of beating up on the Cubs and Brewers over the last week. And, the Braves are going to have the Brewers, it's no picnic. They're going into playing against a hot Braves team all this weekend.
All right, we got about a minute to go here. We got about a month and a half to go. A third of the season's over. I think it's just going to be a tight race in the NL, no matter if you're in the East, the Central, or the West. It's going to be tough to pick. I mean, I can't pick anybody. I think the parity in the NL this year is right there.
It's a crapshoot.
There's no standout team.
No, there really isn't.
Let's bring back Houston where they belong in the NL.
I'd rather not. They played in our division for a lot of years, but then again, they were crap when they were over there. But we'll talk about them in a little bit. We're going to see where we're at in a month. Before we go to break, I'll just tell you right now, I still think Atlanta's going to find a way to pull out this division. It's going to be close. It's going to come down to last week. And it all depends on health in the Central. And I really think the Dodgers have more depth than Arizona. And, yeah, if you're going to make me go ahead and do a pick, go ahead and take us out, and we'll talk about the American League when we get back.
Well, you've been listening to the first game on ESPN's monthly show right now, Who's on First? Major League Baseball show right here on ESPN Savannah. We're here live at the World of Beer in Pooler Parkway. Come on down, say hello, stop on by. We got some Brave stickers, and we'll be back for game number two, roughly about 7:03, right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah, Hilton Head.
It's Who's on First with the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Kyle Lawson.
I mean, the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
Talking all things baseball on ESPN Radio.
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base.
Woo! Here's Carl and Kyle.
And good evening, Savannah and the Low Country, and welcome to game number two. That's right, our second hour of the Who's on First Major League Baseball show. And the show is presented by the World of Beer Pooler right here at Pooler Parkway. Come in, say hi. And we'll got a little Braves tickets for you. You can sign up for some free swag that, or maybe sign up for some Braves tickets, I heard too, right?
Yeah, that's right. So come on by and just, we won't bite. Come on up and sign up. And we will be doing a raffle for some Braves tickets later in the season. And it's a good time to go as they're in the middle of a pennant race right now. And
And it's all right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and now in the Low Country on 92.7 FM over on the HHI, Hilton Head Island.
You got that right.
Well, we've been talking the first hour. We went a little over the Braves. We talked about the NL races, so we had a lot going on. We talked about the trade deadline. Well, now we got to go to the younger circuit, and we're going to start the second hour by talking about the American League, the divisional races, the news. Then in the second inning of the second hour, we're going to talk about local players that are from Savannah, Hilton Head area,
yeah,
minor league and major league. And then we're going to have In the third inning, roughly about 7:30, interview with the World of Beer Pooler Manager.
Yeah, we're going to bring on our good buddy Robert. He's going to talk about some of the great beers they have on tap here. I know they're doing a tap takeover right now for Southern Barrel. And have you ever had Southern Barrel?
I'm a Budweiser man.
Okay, all right. You're the wrong person to ask.
Anyway, I don't even know why we call it Indian INPA, whatever you call it.
All right, so
IPA?
We're not asking Carl about beer anymore. I've decided not to. I'm just going to bring him a Budweiser and see what happens.
Well, why are we drinking beer from India?
What's an India Pale Ale? You know what? I'm not going to explain the history of an IPA.
So what's an IPA?
It's an India Pale Ale.
What does that mean? Was it the native Indians?
No, the subcontinent, and it was actually a beer style that was created by the British during their occupation of the subcontinent.
What's the subcontinent?
That would be India.
Thank you.
Did that help?
That helps a little.
Well, I'll bring a map next time. You want me to do that?
So we have special beer coming from India that we're drinking.
Okay. Yeah. It's just a style of beer.
That's like who's on first, buddy.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There you go.
Third base.
But like I was saying, yeah, Southern Barrel, they're doing a tap takeover right now. We're going to talk with Robert about that a little bit and talk about some of the great beers they've had. I've had a few. They're awesome.
Can you take the tap over?
Huh?
You said tap takeover. Can you take the tap over? What's
no.
a tap takeover?
It means that they are going to sell the specific brand of beer. If I actually did what I think a tap takeover is and went and dunked my head under some of the taps here, I would be asked to leave.
I'd carry you home.
Wow. Even with that new knee.
Even with the new knee, I won't throw you out of the bar. And then we'll wrap it up with a little trivia contest. We've done two so far. We tied the first one 2-2. Of course, the Fanatic won the last one 3-2, and we got some exciting trivia at the end of the show. All right, let's get into the junior circuit. Let's talk a little about American League, which I follow closely as I do the Braves. And why not start off with probably the best division in baseball, the NL East?
Well, not only possibly the best division in baseball, it is the best division in baseball.
And two teams that are going to win over 100 games?
Yeah.
And it's a shame one of them is going to have to play a one-game playoff and go home if they lose.
Yeah, that is the problem that the New York Yankees are facing right now. And if you look at the American League as a whole, there's not the parity that you're seeing in the National League right now. It seems like a fait complete for a lot of these teams. It all determines right now what it's coming down to is who's going to get into the wild card. But since we're talking about the East, let's talk about the best team in baseball right now. I know it pains you to say, but
New York Yankees?
Historically, yes, Carl, but not right now. That would be the Boston Red Sox, 81-34 right now. They're 9-1. They're on a six-game winning streak right now. They are coming off a 10-5 win last night.
81 games, and we're not even two-thirds of the season over.
They're on pace right now to win 113 games. Now, that wouldn't be the overall major league record.
What
you know
team
what
was it?
Be?
Oh, of course I know what it is.
Do you?
Yeah. They used to kick the Yankees' brains in that dome they had up there. The Seattle Mariners in 2001.
But they don't have the overall record.
Who has the overall record?
They don't have it completely by themselves. They are tied for the record.
With who? I don't know.
The 1906 Chicago Cubs.
Oh, boy.
116 wins for both the Mariners and the 06 Cubs.
Back by the dead ball area. Okay, like I knew the 1906 Cubs.
I'm trying to help you here.
Well, that's when they won all the pennants that you forget about. Okay.
Nobody forgets about them. As a Cubs fan,
but anyway,
forced.
Anyway,
okay,
you got the
right
perfect
now.
Storm in Boston. You got great offense. You're getting great pitching. And I don't know how you feel, but you got one heck of a young manager in Alex Cora.
Alex Cora, he's doing a great job. And I mean, but at the same time, yeah, it goes down to that lineup.
Wasn't he with the Mets last year?
I'd have to go back and look if he was on the coaching staff. But no, I think he was with the Boston.
Was he with the Red Sox?
I'd have to go back and look. But
good, you talk, I'll look.
I was about to say, yeah, get on the board there. But anyway, so right now it's crazy to think that, and you said it already, that, yeah, there is going to be a 100-win team right now. It will be the Yankees, I still think. They're 9 games back as of right now. They're 5-5 over their last 10. Still, you know, won 3 in a row. But there's no way that they're going to catch the Red Sox. I mean, you know, they said that before in 1978 when they came roaring back to winning that playoff. But they're not going to catch the Red Sox.
All right, Correa played with the Mets. I knew it had something to do in New York. He was the bench coach for the Houston Astros.
Alex Cora, yeah.
Yep.
That is correct. All right, you got me on that one. I drew a blank. But, yeah, the Red Sox combination of everything. Yeah, you got Mookie, Jackie Bradley playing incredible defense. You got who I think is going to win the AL Cy Young and Chris Sale. And just up and down. And they added more depth. And, of course, you know, they got Drew Pomeranz coming back. And they picked up some depth with Nathan Eovaldi at the break. And then it's everybody else. There's no point in even looking at it. The next closest team.
They're up nine. They're nine games up on the Yankees.
Nine
Go
games
ahead.
Up, and of course, 23. The Red Sox are 23 and a half games over over the Tampa Bay Rays. Go ahead and just raise the AL East banner. There's not a whole heck of a lot else you can say. It's crazy to think, though, that, yeah, there's going to be a play-in game for the Yankees, and I feel bad for whoever pulls them in the wild card game. And right now, that's a pretty tight race, so let's go over.
But let's go back to the Yankees. We got another youth movement, Mr. Torres.
Well, of course, we know about the Baby Bombers. And, you know, they have a young, powerful lineup all the way through. Of course, you mentioned Gleyber Torres.
Well, Judge is out with a broken wrist.
Yeah, he's out there. He's going to be back, though.
Sanchez, I mean, he's been on a DL.
You're going to have this. There is so much depth. They're fine. They are completely fine. They are going to – all they have to do – they're pretty much on cruise control as it is right now because there's no way they're catching the Red Sox. I don't see it.
Well, they got to win 29 games to finish at 100.
Yeah. And
they have the second-best home record.
Yeah, they have the second-best home record.
Behind the Red
Sox.
They
just happen to play in the East.
Okay.
It's not going to happen. Let's go over to the Central.
Which is another runaway.
That's not going to take too long at all. My gosh. Yeah,
that is probably the worst division in Major League Baseball.
No, the AL Central is the worst division in baseball right now. The Cleveland Indians have a very comfortable 10-game lead over the Minnesota
11 now.
Twins right now. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, they won earlier today. So
yep.
They're playing against the Twinkies. So anyway, yeah, Cleveland's still a good team. They could get in the playoffs and maybe do some damage. It's a crapshoot. Once you get in, you got 11 games. You got to win. But yeah, basically, if you want them to go ahead and fly banners in Boston and Cleveland for the division titles, go ahead and do it. And I don't think anybody would notice.
It's just amazing how Detroit and Kansas City has just fell off the earth.
They've had to rebuild. The White Sox have made it abundantly clear that they were doing a full rebuild, which makes sense. They got one of the hottest minor league systems in all of baseball.
Yes.
Added some great pieces. Kansas City is having a complete teardown. It's rough. So, but
all right, let's go out to the AL West.
Okay, this is the fun division in the American League for me. Houston's going to win this division, but what gets me is that, and I've said it, and I've said this throughout the year, the Oakland A's are a dark horse. They have guys that get on base like crazy. Sean Manaea has been really solid. Who'd have thought they'd be getting solid pitching out of a guy like Daniel Mengden? I certainly didn't. You're getting great contributions from the two Mets, Matt Chapman and Mac Olson, and of course you got Chris, a.k.a. Crush Davis, having another close to 30 home run year. They've overtaken the Seattle Mariners, who I really thought were the absolute favorites to win the wild card right now, and it is really close right now.
Two shows ago, or even the last show, you said that you thought the Mariners were going to, but now they're the last 10, they're 3-7.
Yeah, but I also, they're going through a little bit of a rough stretch right now. I mean, I don't look, but yeah, they've. And also, it looks like they may actually be moving King Felix possibly to the bullpen. It's getting rough. They've had some bad pitching, and that's going to kill you down the stretch. But, yeah, I always like watching and seeing what teams like the Oakland A's can do. Shoestring budget, as we know. You know, Moneyball 2, Search for Curly's Gold. I've been wanting to see that sequel for years. I hope they make it.
And an interesting stat from an article you gave me. I know they're comparing him to one of my favorite Yankees, but Edwin Diaz is unbelievable. He's doing an imitation of young Mariano Rivera. He's appeared in 55 games, has made good on 42 of 45 saves. In 25 of those 41 saves, he faced the minimum three batters.
Yeah, no, he has been incredible.
He's lights out.
Yeah, he's been absolutely lights out. And, I mean, bullpen pitching is such a lightning in a bottle role, but he's been out there and he's been getting the job done, and he has been the biggest part of that bullpen all year. But they've come roaring back, and right now Seattle is three games behind the Oakland A's right now just to get into the wild card. Right now I think we're looking at our wild card matchups right now, and that'd be the Yankees and the Oakland A's. But the West has been fun. We already knew Houston was going to be good, but we got to go ahead and get out of here.
Well, I got one, and you only got a minute to answer this.
Okay, do it.
Texas Rangers. Who's been the best story for the Texas Rangers?
Who?
246 career wins.
Oh, Big Sexy.
He's bigger than me.
Bartolo Colon, the man.
That is a great story.
He's earned the right to do whatever he wants.
He's
almost 44 years old. He clearly doesn't care about what he eats.
I bet you he wouldn't mind eating a hot dog on the mound while he was pitching.
He could keep one in his back pocket. As long as he can give you six, you don't care.
But he's been doing great this year.
Yeah, he's the ageless wonder. But,
That's been one of the greatest stories this year.
I'm sorry.
We'll get onto it later.
Okay. All right.
But we got to get out of here. We're overdoing this. We went a little over in the junior division, which I'm shocked because the man's a senior division guy himself. But it's a lot of fun here.
A lot of good stories, man.
It's the Who's On First Major League Baseball Show live at the World of Beer and Pooler off of Pooler Parkway. Come on down. Say hello. And we're going to come back with a little of local flavor. We're going to talk about local players that are playing in the major leagues and the minor leagues. And it's all right here on ESPN Radio Savannah and Hilton Head.
Yeah. Now, back to Carl and Kyle.
And welcome back to the Who's On First Major League Baseball Show. And the show is presented by the World of Beer Pooler right here from Pooler Parkway. And it's on your number one sports talk, sports radio station in Savannah and at Lowcountry.
Yep, ESPN Savannah, Hilton Head, 1400 AM, 104.3. And on Hilton Head Island with 92.7 FM. Man, we came back on there and they're playing Iron Man. I was like, all right, what's going on?
I don't know. He's not in here, though.
I was confused. I'm like, I like it. That's a nice intro. I like the song, but...
But right now, you got to have a lot of willpower. You got to have iron will right now. With all this food going on around here, there's food, there's all different types of beers. I mean, I don't know how many beers are in this place.
I was about to say, you have a couple hundred beers. You've got over 50 craft beers on tap right now. I'm going to get some food in a minute here. I just had a little sample. It was a Chimmy Burger. It was pretty good.
Well, and then, of course, you got the big screens around here. We got football all over the place, even though we're talking baseball. 12 NFL preseason games right now on TV, and the Falcons are up against taking on the Jets, and that should be on ESPN Radio right now, too, after we're done.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Taking on the New York Jets in the Meadowlands. Is it still in Meadowlands? MetLife Stadium.
I was about to say, you should know.
I got to find Jimmy Hoffa. Is he still underneath the cement in his brick shoes?
Yeah, he's wearing some cement Pumas underneath there. So,
but anyway, let's go to the local players. The focus on guys from Savannah Hilton Head who are playing minor league baseball and major league baseball. Let's start with the big guys, and you want to start with a man that's out of South Effingham High School?
Yeah, that's right, and that's J.B. Wendelken. Of course, J.B. is with the Oakland Athletics right now, wearing number 57, right-handed pitcher, 6 feet tall, 220 on his stats, originally drafted by the Boston Red Sox. And after having some injury troubles and missing the entire 2017 season, he's back with the Oakland A's. He pitched for a while in Nashville before getting his call back up. He last pitched on the 1st of August and went in for 2/3 of an inning, giving up one hit and one strikeout. Continues to pitch fairly solid in just a handful of appearances. He's only pitched in 5 appearances thus far, but he is on a really fun Oakland Athletics team, and it's always good to see a local guy. He's out there contributing to a winner.
And he's in those light green uniforms.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, we were talking off the air about that. The Oakland A's, of course, have gone back to their lighter green, and of course, if you know anything about the 70s Oakland A's, they were the swinging A's. They all had mustaches, and they all wore those bright green jerseys with the white shoes, and this incarnation of the Athletics has brought that back. I'm a sucker for nostalgia. I think the uniforms are awesome. So.
Charlie Finley.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was a tyrant of an owner, but he had some innovative ideas, and they won 3 straight series from 72 to 74.
All right. So, we went with JB with the Oakland A's, and we still got another man that's still playing. Well, we got 2 other guys still playing in Major League Baseball.
Yep.
Josh Reddick with the Houston Astros.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Tyler Batchelor with the New York Mets.
Yeah, Tyler Batchelor will go with Tyler starting off right now and continues to go in and eat up some valuable innings for the Mets. Of course, it's a rough year for the Mets right now, but once he got called back up, he's been a solid contributor for the New York Mets as they try to finish out their last third of the
season. Broke my heart last week, though. I didn't know who to root for. He came in a tie game in the 9th inning against the Braves.
Well, you got to cheer for the Braves. I'm sorry.
I know, but you cheer for the local kid. I know him for a long time, and you know what breaks my heart even more? He gave up the winning home run to the Braves. Okay, Mr. Who hit that home run off him? Mark Cakes.
Yeah,
okay. Cakes. But what really breaks my heart more, he grew up a Braves fan.
Well, of course he did. That he did, but hey, you know, he's in the show, and
that's all that matters.
I read that great article when he did get called up earlier in the year. I mean, of course, you know, it's a dream come true for any, you know, player to get the chance to get called up to the show, albeit he's going to take his lumps now that he's up with the show, especially with a struggling ball club like the Mets. But he's there, and he's going to get a lot of chances to fill in down the stretch.
He's appeared in 9 games already.
Yeah. They're going to keep trotting him out there.
He's on the 40-man roster. He averages 96 miles per hour with his fastball.
Yeah, he's always had that good fastball. And but, yeah, it's
Josh Reddick. Okay, we'll go to the other side. Big night the other night against the Dodgers. Okay?
Yeah, 3 for 5.
3 for 5, 3 RBIs. 3 RBI, not RBIs.
There you go.
Against the Dodgers in a 14-0 win over the Dodgers.
Yeah, and it's because he's had kind of an up-and-down year, but, yes, of course, he's a big part. Of course, we know what kind of defense he brings out in right field. But, yeah, I remember I was actually watching that game. And, yeah, he was seeing the ball really well the other night over the weekend. And, yeah, 3 for 5, got another knock. And, yeah, just continues to contribute.
And he does it in the field, too. I mean, there's a lot of highlights.
No, that's just it. I mean, he's had his struggles a little bit throughout the year. It's been kind of an up-and-down year, but he's always going to give a consistent defense in the outfield. So,
let's go in the minor leagues. We know of two right now. We got Don DeMasi and Ryan Lawler. Anything about Ryan Lawler?
Yeah, Ryan Lawler, actually, he is still on the roster. Of course, he got he was picked up by the Chicago Cubs.
He was playing for the normal.
Yeah, he was playing for the normal Corn Belters in the Frontier League.
And the stadium, you love the name of the stadium.
Yeah, the Corn Crib.
The Corn Critter.
The Crib.
The Corn Crib, not the Critter?
No, not the Critter. Now, that would be funnier, yes. Now, Ryan Lawler, after, of course, he came up in the Braves system, suffered some injuries, ended up getting
released.
Getting released. He goes to Indy Ball. Cub scouts see him, send him to
South Bend Cubbies.
Yeah, the South Bend Cubbies, one of the best minor league stadiums, and it's in all of the Midwest League. And he hasn't pitched since May the 30th. And of course, he came in, took a loss over 4 innings against the West Michigan Whitecaps. But he is back in organized ball, and just good to see that he's finally healthy. Hopefully, he can stick with the Cubs organization down the stretch.
Well, we'll see what happens to that. And I know you want to talk about the next kid. We'll make it quick. We've got about a minute to go. A young man I know very, very well who's having he's having ups and downs.
It's been an interesting year for him.
AAA to AA and making the adjustments.
Yeah, I was about to say Dom DeMasi, of course. And
picked up another win in relief the other night.
That is correct. Yeah, he picked up a W for the Akron Rubber Ducks of the Eastern League, of course, in the Cleveland Indians.
You would have loved it last night. They wore the Akron Arrows uniform.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, so if you go back and you ever want to look on, just Google Akron Arrows. It's a cool old uniform. I'm a sucker for old minor league baseball caps.
Right.
But, yeah, he came in, he got a win in relief, and it's been an interesting year because, and we've talked about this before, he's a starter.
Right.
But he's been used a lot
But now he's a reliever.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, I feel like they don't necessarily know what they've got with him. But he has seen a little bit of everything. Of course, he's been with the Columbus Clippers, and now he's back with Akron. So
5 times in AAA, that's pretty special.
Yeah, it is pretty good. And, yeah, Dom, we're rooting for you. All the best in your next start, hopefully.
We'll see what happens. I'm a proud dad. I don't care what happens, but the kid's been I really learned the meaning. Minor league baseball players have a tough life. I'm telling you right now, people, if you don't understand driving on buses, it's just a tough life. And maybe he'll join his buddy, Tyler Batchelor, out of Calvary Day School. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm hoping
and
he's
he played an All-Star game with J.B. Wendelken in the Macon Field, where the Macon Bacon play now, too.
Oh, that's right.
So pretty interesting. But anyway, we got a proud sponsor here tonight. We got the World of Beer in Pooler, Pooler Parkway. And our next segment is where we highlight our sponsor, the World of Beer in Pooler.
That's right.
Once again, it's going to be the baseball fanatic interviewing the...
We're gonna talk with Robert, and I've known Robert for a long time at both World of Beer locations, of course, on Broughton Street and here on Pooler Parkway. We're going to talk about some of the cool events that are coming up here. There's always music, great food, and, of course, over 50 craft beers. We're going to talk a little bit about it, and I know he's a big Braves fan. He's wearing his Braves hat right now, and we're going to let Coach take a break, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit about the World of Beer, and I'm going to order a sandwich.
And you're listening to Who's on First Major League Baseball Show right here on ESPN Radio Savannah and Hilton Head.
Yeah, it's the Coach and Kyle on ESPN Radio.
Who's on?
That was fun.
But anyway, welcome back to the Who's On First Major League Baseball show, and it's presented to you by
World of Beer in Pooler, Georgia, right now. And
right off Pooler Parkway?
Yeah, that's right.
And it's all on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3 and now 92.7 over in Hilton Island. This is where we bring on the manager from the establishment that has sponsored our show.
Yes,
once again,
have.
It's the World of Beer, and this time we're in Pooler. And the man's been one of Kyle's friends for a long time because Kyle lives at another World of Beer, but we won't go any further than that.
And of course, I don't live in the bar, but, you know.
Talking about the World of Beer in Pooler, and it's 50,000 different beers, and what IPA means, I don't know what that means, but anyway, is Robert Rhodes, and he's a big Brave fan. Robert Rhodes and the fanatic, Kyle Lawson.
Hey, Robert, how you doing? Thanks for coming on.
Hey, Kyle, how you doing?
Doing pretty good, and of course, we're, of course, here at the World of Beer in Pooler, right here in Pooler Parkway, and always like to take a segment whenever we do our Who's On First Major League Baseball show, talk a little bit about the restaurant we are currently at and talk about some of the things that are going on at World of Beer. And we've done several shows at the other location, of course, on Broughton. And actually, yeah, that's where I met you a couple years ago.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
And, yeah, but it's always good to see you again. You got your Brave stuff on right now. So
yep, trying to represent, even though it was a tough day.
I wouldn't worry about it. 6-3 loss. We'll get back at it tomorrow. They're only a game out. So have you been up to the new ballpark?
I have not. I don't get very much time off, so I'm here pretty much every day.
Yeah, pretty much every day. Now, do you ever go to the Broughton location anymore?
I do.
Okay, so you're still okay, so no, picture this right now. Okay, so we're everybody that is working with Robert right now, so is pretty much filming this right now. We're taking a bunch of ridiculous pictures just to embarrass you a little bit.
But yeah, it's pretty normal.
Yeah, okay, big shocker here. But anyway, yeah, always love coming out here. This is only the second or third time I've actually come out here. I'm actually going to order some food in a little bit here. But how many beers exactly do you have on tap?
Right now we have 52 beers on draft, and we have about 500-plus bottles and cans in our coolers. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yep. My bad.
No, can you hear
me better?
I can hear you, man. Go ahead.
Better?
No, you're good. You're good.
Well,
you're
we
good.
have 52 beers on draft, 500-plus bottles in our coolers.
Yeah, lots of great stuff. So, okay, this is a really good location. You have, like, a little bit of a beer garden outside. What are some special events that are going on in August, and do you have anything planned for the fall?
In August, right now, next week, we have an event with a Service Brewing Company, and we also have karaoke for the second time.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, that is on August 16th.
I do love karaoke.
Yep. And then on August 23rd, we have an event with Two Tides Brewing Company. And then on August 30th, we have an event with Sierra Nevada Brewing Company getting ready for the Savannah Craft Beer Festival.
I love that. Yeah, if you're any out there listening, if you have not been to the Craft Beer Fest, it is awesome. I try to go every year. It's a lot of fun, and, of course, it's right on the river. And, yeah, a lot of great beers. But, yeah, you're doing a tap takeover event right now with Southern Barrel?
With Southern Barrel out of Bluffton, South Carolina.
Yeah, it's a great brewery. I've been there a couple of times. And, yeah, so you got so what kind of beers are they offering tonight?
We have a few different beers they offer. Wild Bramble is their raspberry barrel device. Mm-hmm. We also have one that we have on special right now called Betty Wit, which is a Belgium-style wit beer. We're mm-hmm. selling it for $5. It's super delicious. It's with made with coriander and dried orange peel, and it's very good. It's selling super well tonight.
Oh, cool.
And then Damn Yankee is their IPA.
It's like they're making fun of
me. Good. Yeah.
Yeah, big shocker there. No, that's pretty awesome. So now I know we're actually up on a. We've actually got a nice little stage here, and that's of course where we're actually. Yeah, they're taking more pictures here. What's going on? But do you have any music coming up for this weekend?
We do have live music right now. We have live music every Friday and Saturday night.
Yeah.
But once football season kicks off, we'll just do it on Friday nights.
Right. Of course.
I'm not positive who it is this weekend. I believe it's Brian Bazemore playing here live on Friday night.
Okay, and they can. Listeners can find out about this if they just go to World of Beer Pooler or yep, worldofbeer.com and search for the Pooler location.
It's probably easier to go on Facebook and find us at World of Beer Pooler.
Yep, of course, Facebook page. Yeah.
Yep, but if you all want to come by, we're located at 238 Pooler Parkway, and we're right next to Moe's in the McDonald's Shopping Center across from the Tanger Outlet.
Yeah, I missed it driving in. I totally blew it, and I was about a mile down the street. But
that's
I
okay.
just kind of doubled back here. So how long have you been working at this location?
I've been here for 3.5 years, almost
nice.
4 years. Yeah.
Okay, I keep forgetting. Yeah, it's been a while since this opened, which is pretty awesome. So, okay, like, I met you downtown. Are you originally from, are you from the Atlanta area? Are you from Savannah?
I am from the Atlanta area. I'm from Marietta originally.
Okay.
So I grew up a Braves fan.
Okay, so you grew up a Braves fan. When was the first Braves game? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
You do not
remember?
Oh,
at Fulton County, but I couldn't tell you a year.
Okay.
But my family had, like, we had season tickets growing up. So I went to a lot of Fulton County games until I transferred to Turner Field.
Went to a lot of games at Turner also.
Yeah. I'll make it up back up to Lancaster later.
Well, you got to go. SunTrust is an absolutely amazing ballpark. It's worth the drive, driving into Cobb County. It's kind of near your old stomping grounds.
Yeah, it's actually like 10 minutes from where I grew up, so it's not far at all.
Yeah, it'd be a pretty easy drive for you. So that's pretty awesome. So have you been keeping up? This has been a really fun season for the Braves. Kind of a surprising season in a lot of ways. I always thought they were kind of a year early to the party, but, I mean, working here, I'm sure you get the TV on all the time. So what are your thoughts? Do you think they can hang on?
I hope so. You said, well, I think we're a game
back right
now. Yeah,
you're a game off right now.
And I think our next 10 games are at home. I think we pick with Milwaukee tomorrow.
Yeah, you got a big series coming up this weekend with the Brewers right now. And, yeah, it's going to be a good one. So, but, yeah, Robert, I really appreciate you coming on here. I'm getting the look to go ahead because we got to get to our next commercial.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But anyway, Robert, thanks for coming on, man.
Thank you guys
and tell
for
us all
out.
About. And of course, you want to know anything about the events going on at World of Beer Pooler, make sure to check out their Facebook page, World of Beer Pooler. And Robert, thanks for coming on. We're going to get the coach back on here right now.
Thank you.
Okay, Robert Rhodes. And the coach is coming back here. Yeah, we got to see you later, buddy. Thanks again. Okay. And,
Well, sounds like he enjoys what he's doing here.
Yeah, I was about to say he's been here. He's been here for about 3.5 years, and yeah, we talk a little bit about. There's a bunch of events going on with different breweries right now, and talk a little Braves. Right, Braves for a minute. Of course, you know he's an Atlanta area guy. He's a big Braves fan. So, anyway, always good to catch up with him. But yeah, we always like to talk about our sponsors a little bit, and if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to do the show here. So. Coach, what are we looking at time-wise?
Well, we got about 2 minutes here for you, and I know you're excited.
Yeah.
Players Weekend will be August 24th through August 26th, and they're going to have their nicknames on the back.
Okay, this is the second year they're doing this, and I wanted to bring this up because this was announced a little bit earlier today. Last year, and of course, the players had the opportunity to wear jerseys with their nicknames on the back. I thought it was a cool concept. And the list came out of the nicknames are going to be going on the jersey, and that's going to be the weekend, August 22nd through the 24th. So we got the Braves list right now, and I'm just kind of looking over some of the names. And, of course, you know, you
24th
got
to the 26th.
24th to the 26th.
Right.
My apologies. Okay.
You're good.
Anyway, so, but anyway, we got some basics. You know, you got, you know, Faulty, big, you know, big shocker on that one. Nuke is Sean Newcomb. Okay, I'm looking
over. I like Game Ender.
For Ender and Ciarte, I was about to say, that is my favorite right now. And, yeah, for some of the plays he's made in center field to rob home runs, I would say that. So I like that one.
Nick Markakis, TTT. I wonder what that stands for.
You know what? I actually don't know.
Pretty
Because, I mean, his nickname is Cakes. I mean, I just, you know, it's always referred to him as Cakes.
Mike Scirocco, Scirocca,
Scirocca,
The Rock.
The Rock.
Scirocker.
Scirocca. Kurt Suzuki's
Zook.
Wink. And I think it's, yeah, Aroldis Vizquez.
Give me Julio Teheran.
Ooh, El Caballo de Oleja.
Now, what does that mean?
I was about to say.
I'm not good at Spanish. So
I was about to say, like, the something donkey. That's all I know.
Okay.
El Caballo. Yeah, I don't know what de Oleja. We'll translate that. Anyway, I think it's really cool. Go on MLB.com and you can see a full list of all
Freddie
the nicknames.
Freddie Freeman Andrew? Is that his middle name?
You know, I'm still struggling with that one. You know, it's pretty bad. Like, normally it's like, okay, that makes sense. You pay attention to this team enough, you know a little bit about some of these players, and you know why they would have these nicknames. But, yeah, I'm going to have to go back and figure that one out.
Sean Newcomb, that's a tough one.
Oh, Nuke? No, I'm talking about that, the obvious ones.
Nuke.
Anyway, I think it's cool. I think it's a cool thing for all the players. And, yeah, anyway, I just want to talk about it.
Coming up next, it's the coach against the fanatic. It's baseball trivia time, and I'm going to blow him up with all Cubs trivia.
Ooh.
We'll see how really big Windy City this guy is if he can name or he can answer these trivia questions about the Cubs.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it. What do you got lined up for me?
You'll find out.
I'll find out. Well, I just let the cat out of the bag, but I guess I got to wait till somebody kicks the lantern over to start a fire. But we'll talk about that later on. You're listening to the Who's On First Major League Baseball Show right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
Yeah. Who's On First? Here's Carl DeMasi and Kyle Lawson.
And welcome back to the Who's On First Major League Baseball show. And it's the last half of the inning. We're in the bottom of the ninth. The show's been great. Great show. I'm going to thank Robert Rhodes, his GM, for coming on.
Yeah, it's been a great time. Always love coming out here to World of Beer Pooler. I saw our wings just came in, so I'm excited to dig into those.
I went over there and grabbed myself a wing, and my man Kevin the Biscuits Gravy will be proud of me. I couldn't wait to the end of the show. My five rub and five buffalo wings are sitting there. I'm drooling right now. I mean, great atmosphere, packed place with people eating dinner, watching the football games.
Yeah, a lot going on right now, and yeah, it's been another great show, but
this is the fun part where we come down with the coach against the fanatic in baseball trivia.
That is correct.
And the coach is going to step up first, and he's going to throw a fastball right at the baseball fanatic, Mr. Cubby himself. What was the original name of the ballpark at Clark and Addison Streets where the Cubs came in and started playing?
Okay, now, the Cubs did not start playing there until 1960.
You are correct.
It was actually built for the Federal League team, the Chicago Whales.
Right.
That ballpark's name was Wegman Park.
All right. Kyle, one up on the coach.
Okay.
1-0.
All right. The Braves, not counting number 42, which is retired by all of Major League Baseball for Jackie Robinson. The Braves have 10 retired numbers. Give me five, and can you name the player?
Five?
Yes.
Of the Braves, retired numbers.
Yes.
I'll give you one.
Or I'll tell you what. I'm going to read you the number. Can you give me five of the players?
I'll give it a shot.
Okay. Retired numbers. Number 10. Number 6. Number 3.
6 is Bobby Cox.
Okay, we got one.
3, Dale Murphy.
Number 29. Number 21. Number 31, stop me if you got one.
31, no, it wouldn't be.
Come on.
Ferguson Jenkins, no.
No, he never pitched for the
Braves. He was the Cubs. I don't know. Go ahead.
Number 35, number 41, number 44.
Hank Aaron is 44,
okay,
so I can give you three.
Okay, and number 47, you better get this.
Number 47?
47, come on.
47.
Early 90s. Early mid-90s.
40.
Hall of Famer.
For the Braves.
For the Braves. Pitched almost his entire
career. Okay. Lefty pitcher.
Yeah, come on.
31's Greg Maddux.
Okay, you got four. Come on, you better get this.
47. It's on the tip of my tongue.
I can't believe you're not getting 10.
I could see him pitching. You got to help me out. Glavin.
Got it. Okay, that's five.
Is Smoltz got his number retired?
Yes, 29. All right. Okay.
29?
Okay, I thought.
All right, go down the row quick. People are waiting here. So, coach did not get one on that one. But read off the numbers quickly. Oh. Who are they?
Okay. That's okay. The other number, number 10. Number 10 was Chipper Jones.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, that's why you're just going to kick yourself for that one.
Lawrence.
Number 35.
Lawrence.
Is crafty knuckleballer Phil Negro.
Phil Negro.
Number 21 is Warren Spahn.
That would have been a tough one.
That would have been a tough one.
That's back in the Milwaukee Braves days.
Okay. All right. What you got for me?
Chipper Jones.
I knew it was going to drive you nuts.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. Here's a good one for you. You probably know this one, but I don't know if you're going to know this one. Okay. I'm sticking with where the Cubs have played. From 1921 to 1951, which is a short break during World War II, the Cubs trained on an island in California. Can you name that island?
Oh, okay. California.
Mr. Wrigley favored the island as a vacation getaway and real estate investment.
Yeah, and I'd imagine they probably didn't get to train against any other teams. All right. Okay, Southern California, I take it?
Yes.
Okay, Northern California would be pretty awful in
right.
March. Catalina Island. Got it.
Where did you pull that one from?
I can't say it on the air.
He pulled it out of his shorts, which are a wedgie I had up to his shoulders on that one. All right. You're up 2-0.
Okay. Following up with the retired Braves numbers, of the players that I mentioned, can you name me the player that had his number retired for the Braves that never actually played a game for the Atlanta Braves?
Warren Spahn.
Okay, I knew you were going to. All right, fine. We're back in it.
When did the Braves come from Milwaukee?
Oh, 1966.
1966.
Bobby Bragan was the first manager.
And I'm going to give away my age. I watched Hank Aaron take on the Mets in Shea Stadium, doubleheader Sunday afternoon game with my dad.
That's pretty awesome.
The only game I got to go with my father, the Mets against the Braves, and I can remember number 44. He was a man amongst boys.
Yeah.
So, and, I know I'm giving away my age. I'm an old-timer.
I don't care. That's awesome. You can see Hank Aaron play.
All right, it's 2-1 now. Here you go. If he's a true Cubby fan, he'll know this.
I am.
Who planted the ivy on the outfield wall at Wrigley Field?
Ah! You're really going to hate me because, Bill Veeck.
Bill Veeck, yep.
And he planted...
Former club's front office assistant,
yeah,
Bill Veeck,
he was
who later
secretary.
Owned the White Sox, planted the ivy in what year?
1937.
You got it.
Yeah.
The same year the bleachers and the scoreboard were built.
That is correct.
All right. I can't do anything here because we're going to go 3-3.
Okay.
So give me my third question.
Yankees, of course, have won 27 World Championships, the most of any Major League Baseball team. They won their very first in 1923. Who was the manager?
Oh, Bobby Huggins. No, was it McCarthy? Huggins?
Huggins.
That's what I thought.
Miller Huggins, but I'm
Miller Huggins.
I'm giving you credit for that. That's good.
And Babe Ruth never saw eye to eye.
No, they didn't.
All right, we're gonna go fourth question here, and we're done. So you miss it, I got a chance to tie. You get it. You're the winner.
You get to steal.
Okay, this one's a tough one. Now it's all about Wrigley Field. You're a Cubbies fan, okay? What took so long for the Cubs to install lights at Wrigley Field?
Well, I'm going to throw something in there. I actually was wearing my 8888 T-shirt last night. And, of course, it was 30 years ago yesterday.
Right.
Yeah.
So what took so long to get the lights in?
There's several. This is, originally, P.K. Wrigley, William Wrigley's horrible owner of his son, gave the steel for the lights to the war effort in the mid-40s, and... From there, because the ballpark was in a neighborhood and there were so many complaints from the neighbors, it took 40-plus years. So instead of being one of the first teams to get lights, they were the last.
Okay, here's the second part of the question.
Do it.
Why? What was the reason why he donated the steel to the war effort?
The scarcity of steel.
Pearl Harbor was attacked.
Yep, that's when he gave it away, immediately.
Right.
He had the light standards.
Right, they were there.
They were at the
I read my stuff. I read the history.
No, you got that. And that was just you were on the money with that.
All right. Well, we got about a minute here. You got anything else, cuz we got to get out of here, or let's just wrap it up. Okay. Predictions. Braves make the playoffs.
Yeah, the Braves make the playoffs, and I'm going to say right now, if they stay healthy, they're winning the division. I said it earlier in the show.
All right. We'll be back on. I will say the Braves are the playoff team. Okay? The playoff team, playoff against, who am I thinking about now? Arizona or the Dodgers. Okay, next is American League.
Okay, it's pretty much all wrapped up with the exception of...
I think it's going to be Red Sox Astros.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's... Well,
we'll see. We'll be back here in about a month. We'll see what's
going on.
They're
going to play over wild card right now.
Once
that's
again,
really the only race.
Kyle, the show flies by. It's a lot of fun doing this with you. Remember, it's always intense, but we love doing it. Got to thank Kevin Thomas, the man with the golden vocal cords in the back room, running the show.
Biscuits and gravy, getting it done.
And remember, until we meet again, until the next time we're on, may it be the best week ever, the best month ever, and always hit it out of the park.
Got that right.
And we're out of here. Have a good one. Play ball!
Tune in next time when the Coach and Kyle talk baseball. Coach Carl DeMasi, Kyle Lawson, Who's on First on ESPN Radio.